Red blew the whistle, and we got down. He announced each type of Japanese weapon and fired several rounds from it over our hole into the bank. Then he and his assistants fired them all together for about 15 seconds. It seemed a lot longer. The bullets popped and snapped as they went over. Several machine gun tracers didn't embed in the bank, but bounced off and rolled, white-hot, sizzling and sputtering, into the hole. We cringed and shifted about, but no one got burned. This was one of the most valuable training exercises we underwent. There were instances later on Peleliu and Okinawa, which it prepared me to come through unscathed. A salty sergeant conducted bayonet training. He had been written about in a national magazine because he was so outstanding. On the cinder-covered street of an old raider camp, I witnessed some amazing feats by him. He instructed us in how to defend ourselves bare-handed against an opponent's bayonet thrust. "Here's how it's done," he said. He picked me out of the squad and told me to charge him and thrust the point of my bayonet at his chest when I thought I could stick him. I got a mental image of myself behind bars at Mare Island Naval Prison for bayoneting an instructor. So I veered off just before making my thrust. "What the hell's the matter with you? Don't you know how to use a bayonet?" "But, Sarge, if I stick you, they'll put me in Mare Island." "There's less chance of you bayoneting me than of me whipping your ass for not following my orders." "Okay," I thought to myself. "If that's the way you feel about it, we have witnesses." So I headed for him on the double and thrust at his chest. He sidestepped neatly, grabbed my rifle behind the front sight, and jerked it in the direction I was running. I held onto the rifle and tumbled onto the cinders. The squad roared with laughter. Someone yelled, "Did you bayonet him, Sledgehammer?" I got up looking sheepish. "Knock it off, wise guy," said the instructor. "You step up here and let's see what you can do, big mouth." My buddy lifted his rifle confidently, charged, and ended up on the cinders, too. The instructor made each man charge him in turn. He threw them all. He then took up a Japanese Arisaka rifle with fixed bayonet and showed us how the Japanese soldiers used the hooked handguard to lock onto the U.S. blade. Then, with a slight twist of his wrist, he could wrench the M1 rifle out of the opponent's hands and disarm him. He coached us carefully to hold the M1 on its side, with the left side of the blade toward the deck, instead of the cutting edge, as we had been taught in the States. This way, as we parried a Japanese's blade, he couldn't lock ours.